This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey there, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us for part of your weekend. I'm here with my co-host, Ronna Gray. Ronna, good day. Glad you're with me today. And we got lots to talk about, don't we?
Lots of common sense, hopefully, hey, for our listeners.
Now, let's go back a few days. First of all, this last Tuesday in all of the South, it used to be a Louisiana thing, but all of the South, we had Mardi Gras. And did you have a good Mardi Gras this year?
I had a great one. I second lined and paraded and had enough. Thank you.
We got some guy up there smoking his pipe in front of a heater in Fairbanks, Alaska, saying, she's second lined. What happened to the first line? She couldn't do the first. And what is this Mardi Gras stuff all about? What are they talking about down there? We're freezing ourselves to death up in Alaska, the North Pole. We got listeners up in the North Pole what is the station up there? We've got Fox, Alaska. We've got up there, 97.5 FM. This is the North Pole, they're saying. And they're worried about second lining.
They can second line inside. You don't have to go outside in the weather and do it.
And tell our listeners, what do you mean by second lining?
Well, for Mardi Gras, we don't just go to parades. We sometimes make our own parades.
Participate.
And we participate. So not just like you see on TV with people riding on floats, but some neighborhoods put on their own parade, walking parades. And I went to one in the oldest neighborhood, goes back to the 1700s in Baton Rouge in Spanish Town, and did a second line. The neighborhood organized it, and we had a band, of course. You have to have a band. You have to have lots of beads that you don't want to parade by people without giving them something. And we paraded through the street, and we paraded through people's homes and their yards, and the band just led the way. We paraded through a grocery store, and we had a great time. Did this right before the big parade that draws over 100,000 people downtown came through. So ours was just a little neighborhood parade, but lots of fun.
And we parade for about anything down here. You've seen movies, the James Bond movies, some of the Clint Eastwood movies, to where for funerals, there's you have a band and folks get behind the band and they wave their handkerchiefs. You always have to wave a hanky as part of your second line.
We had lots of decorated umbrellas in ours.
Did you?
Little parasols. Lots of people had decorated them with ribbon streamers and colorful paint on them, and so everybody had in our group, if you weren't waving your handkerchief, you had an umbrella.
And if you don't know what Mardi Gras is, it's the last big blowout festival before the Lenten season begins, and it's something that is traditional in a lot of people say it started in Mobile, Alabama. I came through Mobile on Mardi Gras Day, and cars are lined everywhere for their parades.
They have a big one, right?
And then New Orleans, of course, is the biggest free show on earth, it's referred to, with parades going on for several weeks. And every little, if you live in a neighborhood, you belong to a little neighborhood association, they'll probably get together and have a parade. It may be a kids' parade, maybe adults, but there are tons and tons, I mean, literally 100 small parades. Then they have the
absolutely.
Then they have the giant parades that culminate heavy about 2 weeks before Mardi Gras every day and then every night, and then the weekend before Mardi Gras, 8 and 10 in a row right through Mardi Gras Day. And then at a stroke of midnight, what happens is, Ron, I've been at midnight on Bourbon Street on several occasions, a line of about 40 horseback riders, policemen on horseback, walk down the street with bullhorns saying, Mardi Gras is over, the Lenten season's begun, we are shutting down Mardi Gras. And people disperse because they'll get run over by the horses. And it really takes the zing out of all the crazy celebrations. And it should, because we go into the Lenten season now. Whether you're Catholic or not, it's a season where we celebrate the lead up to Easter, a religious time right now. And so,
well, it's not just the Catholic churches in Louisiana that that this past week after Mardi Gras were distributing ashes. The Methodists were, the Episcopalians were, lots of religions were making sure that after all this merriment, they go smudge some ashes on you and bring you back to reality.
And the ashes are the ground up palm from a year before on Easter that are in the churches. You grind up the palm leaves and make the ashes and put it on forehead. And like you say, it's not just a Catholic tradition, but, and I'll tell you, I drove back into town on what we call Ash Wednesday, this last Wednesday. And I wanted to put the ashes on my head. I'm not Catholic, but I'm close to many, many Catholics, and I do go to Catholic church often. I couldn't find a place to get the ashes. You had to go to church, and it was in the afternoon. I looked and looked and looked. I couldn't find a place, and I really tried. So
you can maybe make your own.
I thought about that. I thought that's just between me and the good Lord. I don't think he's going to mind, at least the effort. It was all part of the effort. So any event. Now, the next thing is, did you get a good night's sleep? Daylight saving time has begun. You lost an hour's sleep last night.
I'm not a fan of daylight savings time.
What's your problem now?
Losing an hour of sleep. In a nutshell, losing an hour of sleep.
Well, let me say this. In the summertime, particularly if you've got young kids, it's nice to be able to stay outside a little later and swimming in the swimming pool or barbecuing or something like that. The kids don't have to go to school the next day. It works well for me. I can see where some may not like it, but especially if you're getting up to go to work in the morning, you get up in the pitch black dark.
Right. I always maintain that by the time we start it, the days are getting longer anyway. So you're getting that extra daylight in the evenings because the sun's setting a little bit later. Of course, it gives you a lot more with daylight savings time, but I've always just thought, leave the time alone. Let's just live on the regular time.
Well, Arizona does that in some locations, don't they?
That's right. I'm going to have to move to Arizona.
That's right. So
I think they're the last state to not observe daylight savings time, right. or some U.S. territories.
And we're going to have a guest on. We're going to have a doctor come on in two more segments to talk to us about that very thing, about losing sleep, because it does throw off your sleep patterns, and it takes some people a good bit of time to adjust, and if you don't adjust, it can cause you some problems. So
I'm very anxious to hear about that, because it seems like you'd have some health problems. You might also have some safety problems. People tired getting on the road early in the morning, so... But you ask people, and I find that it's like everything else in America. We're split right down the middle. If you go ask people, half the people want it, half the people don't. So it's just like everything else that we face of any importance in our lives.
Rosanna, Dana, Dana. It's always something.
It's always something.
It's always something, right? So, well, at least it's warming up on us. We had such terribly chilly weather, and there's still some rough parts of the country.
And with the chilly weather comes, we should really mention the terrible tornadoes that tore through Alabama. Again, Alabama's had this before. But when you're unseasonably warm and you have a front come through of that cold weather, it's just really dangerous times, and those tornadoes are 165-mile-an-hour winds.
14 people killed.
Some of them.
7 people died in one.
I think 23
family.
People
oh,
killed.
Oh, 23?
Mm-hmm. Up to 23 people killed. Very, very sad, and they're just now starting to dig their way out.
And we've gone through, and we've talked about this before, that tragedies, it's terrible to live in the weather-related tragedies, but they're not unique to the South. We always worried about hurricanes coming in down where we live, but you've got, look at the weather that's been out in California this year, from snow, heavy snow, to the blistering rain, to the mudslides, to the wildfires. And you can go to virtually any part of the country and see some real changes in the weather.
You're right.
We'll talk so much more on the Common Sense Show. Ronna Gray's here with me. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. You can see what we talk about, our guests, have some fun. Again, that's radiocommonsense.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world and seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here with Ronna Gray on the Common Sense Show. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. Rhonda, we were talking about the weather a little bit there, and I thought at least it's calmed down. You know, I was, as we always have some fun talking about Alaska. We've got listeners up in the North Pole, Ellison Air Force Base, 97.5 FM, listen to us at the very top of the North Pole, and their weather up there is going to be today a high of 36 degrees.
I wonder if they have a better relationship with Santa Claus than we do down here in the South.
Being closer,
being
up
so
there?
Close to the North Pole.
We'll get someone on the station next week to talk about it. I wonder if they Santa kind of drops in.
They might run into him in the grocery store.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Things like that. So,
actually, I've been to the highest point in America. You can go Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, which is a massive oil field up there. They run their own airline from Anchorage, and workers go spend 2 weeks on and 2 weeks, and I think a week off. And it's all modular. No one lives up there permanently, from what I'm told. Nobody lives there permanently. People just come and go because it's so frigid right there on the edge of the Arctic Ocean. And they have modular. In fact, the modular buildings were built down here in Louisiana and barged up because we're
incredible.
Good. Yeah, but they've got modular churches and modular bowling alleys and modular movie theaters. They have a whole world up there right along that coast. I've been there before, and then their own airline takes their various folks back and forth. But they're only going down to 12 degrees, where in some parts of the country, gosh, it'll even be lower than that. Casper, Wyoming is pretty cold up there. Got a listeners up there. Washington, D.C. is going to be 67 degrees today. So they have been plummeted with snow, and they're really warming up. And do we rub it in? Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 78 degrees today.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll have my shorts on, probably take a dip in the swimming pool. Shouldn't be telling the rest of the country that, to really rub it in. If you'll notice what I have on, and I wish Leo were here because he's a connoisseur of some of the better things of life. Notice how I got my handkerchief in my coat pocket on here.
I do. And I noticed that when you came in the studio.
I often wear a pocket handkerchief, and I make that comment because pocket handkerchiefs, I've always worn one. All my life I've always worn one in a jacket. Now they're starting to come back again, and of course the best, remember the great line in Gone with the Wind where Rhett Butler pulls out his pocket handkerchief and says, "Here, take my handkerchief." Never at any crisis of your life have I known you to not have a handkerchief. So, in any event, pocket handkerchiefs are coming back, and I just wanted to point out,
yes,
to you, I don't know if you noticed that or not, but I wanted to point out
if you hold on to the old things, they're always going to come back around.
That's right. What goes around,
they never go out of style completely. They just kind of go dormant for a little bit.
Well, I pull out some of my own suits that button in the proper way right now, don't have shoulder pads. That's coming back. And I agree with you that
well, the shoulder pads will all come back, and the length of women's skirts go up and down. You can always find something in your closet that's a current length.
Well, I think I'm pretty much in style right now. I'll be 79 in about 2 months, but for the time being, I'm holding my style pretty well. Now, look, if you want to know what the hot news is in Maryville, Tennessee, you know what the hottest news in Maryville is?
I do not.
A Tennessee man was jailed on felony charges after appearing to dip his testicles into a container of salsa that a customer had ordered.
Okay.
You can't make this stuff up.
I'm marking Maryville, Tennessee off my list of places to visit.
His arrest warrant said they picked up the food for delivery from a local Mexican restaurant. And so it was a delivery guy, the dinner delivered apparently, and the delivery driver allegedly recorded it and posted it on video saying, "This is what you get when you give me an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive." So he dips his Tesco in salsa.
Well, let's just say I've got a tip for him.
He was arrested last week and charged with adulteration of food. So, obviously, he's not driving for the delivery.
No.
Hot news in Maryville. We got listeners throughout Tennessee. So, you folks in Maryville, we've hit you with a big, big story of what's going on up your way. Rhonda, we don't talk about serious politics, but who is not running for president who is any figure at all in the Democratic Party? Every day, someone different. And that concerns me a little bit because, seriously, you're going to have 25 candidates. You're really going to have that many
candidates. I'm sure. You're right.
And it could be more. And so how do you hold a debate? How does someone in Iowa or New Hampshire or any place have any idea of who to vote for, how to get to know the candidates? That system is kind of gotten out of control. And we've got an incumbent Republican. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, there will probably be some challenge, fairly significant challenge to Trump. But you won't have a plethora of candidates. You won't have
right.
in the Republican Party. But the Democrats, like I say, so the governor of Colorado and the governor of a former governor of Oregon and people I've never heard of
right.
all announcing for president.
And I assume they think he's so controversial that that makes him vulnerable. So whoever can emerge on the other side has a good chance of being president. When in actuality, I think the fact that there's so many gives him strength. Because it'd be very hard to focus on one person on the other side. And he did pretty well against 19.
That's right.
When Republican,
in the Republican nomination back in 2016.
He did a pretty good job of knocking them all out. And I've read that he's already spending some of his executive time coming up with nicknames for the Democrats that he didn't already assign nicknames to. So he's just gearing up to make fun of all of them.
And if you look at, you would consider challengers, you go back to, go back to 1992, when George Bush was at the height of his popularity, had gone into Iraq, and his favorability ratings were like 88%. No way he was going to get beat. A number of Democrats danced with it. Finally, a guy named Bill Clinton emerged and knocked him off. So, and he emerged late, too. He was not an early front runner. And you see that true in a number of cases where there's no front runners. And so it's a question of who is going to pop up and emerge.
Right.
I can make a pretty good argument for the old system where the parties just kind of pick their nominee. You go back Eisenhower and John F. in the Democratic or Republican Party, John F. Kennedy, where they're always alleged they go into a smoke-filled room. It's not that blatant, but there are delegates that are elected in various states who go to a national convention. The candidates make their pitch, and a certain candidate, the stronger candidates emerge. And you can't argue with some of the outstanding leaders. And Adlai Stevenson of the Democratic Party didn't get elected, but certainly was highly qualified to be president. And you go down the line of so many other candidates along the line. Gerald Ford had some strange circumstances how he got into the job, did a pretty good job. He was knocked off. So we're in this topsy-turvy situation now, and I'm not comfortable with it. I hope we get a good candidate that emerges. There's a good race between Republicans and Democrats, but it's kind of a crapshoot right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. But it'll be fun to watch.
Common Sense Show, Ronna Gray and Jim Brown right here. Coming back with our first guest. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll start off by talking about a new Massachusetts law outlawing football for 12-year-olds. We'll come back and talk about it right after this message.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news is there are no survivors after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed while traveling from the capital of Kenya to the capital of Nairobi today. The plane was a Boeing 737 and went down just minutes into its flight with 149 passengers and 8 crew members aboard. Aviation expert Alex Machera says this particular Boeing 737 MAX was just 4 months old. It's the same model, though, that crashed in Indonesia 4 months ago, killing everyone on board. As for Ethiopian Airlines, though, Machera says,
Ethiopian Airlines are an extremely safe airline. There should be no doubt, one of the best airlines on the continent.
Nearly 50 Ohio ice fishermen are safe after the ice floe they were on broke off yesterday morning and floated out into Lake Erie. They were saved by the Coast Guard. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Rhonda Gray. Our website's RadioCommonSense.com. There is a bill in the, or a proposed law in the current session of the Massachusetts legislature that would effectively ban any child in grade 7 or under from playing any form of organized tackle football. If you do so, you violate the law, you'd have fines up to $10,000, and it would be a crime to do something like that. Is this a good idea? Ronnie, even President Trump, who's a longtime football fan, admitted recently that he wouldn't want his son Barron to play tackle football. And I feel the same way. My son and I have talked about it. My son played high school football. He's got two young sons himself, my grandsons, and he says, Dad, I don't want these boys to play football. It's just so dangerous, even at a higher age. And we've seen so many examples of that. Let's get some little thoughts on this. Leah Richardson is here with us right now. She's our guest, and she's with the Brain Performance Center that's located over in Dallas, Texas, and her website's on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey, Lee, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
What was your response when you saw this Boston Globe article about football? And you've studied brain injuries. Is that, you kind of think that football at an age of 12 or 13 is kind of a, it's not pity pat, but it's not that hard hitting. What was what's been your experience with young boys that play football? How dangerous is it?
Well, I was very relieved to see that article. And you know, they're not the first state to try to pass this bill. 5 other states have tried. And I think it's a result of we've learned from the NFL We've learned a great deal about the cumulative effect of brain injury, and we're learning so much more about the brain. You know, by the time you're age six, your brain is 90 to 95% of the adult size, but the development and the connections and the timing, all of that is just starting to come together. And that around the age 9 to 12 is such a critical time for brain development. The back of the head is where we do a lot of our processing and our thinking at that point. And the back of the head is going through some pruning. So, you know, those connections that they're not using, use it or lose it. If you haven't used it, you don't need it. They're getting rid of those, and they're strengthening other connections. And anytime you hit your head, you change the way neurons and dendrites are wiring and firing. You change the energy flow, you change the coherence, which is connectivity, and you change the timing. So you don't have to hit your heart that hard. Only 10% of the people that have a concussion actually lose consciousness.
So you can have a concussion and not even know it, quite frankly. And I've heard that in a game that some players might have several concussions and not even really fully realize it until the after effects kick in. So, of course, you're arguing about the fact that there's a case to be made for not allowing football at any age. And I noticed, by the way, Lee, that soccer players, I've got a grandchild that plays soccer, and they're required to wear a helmet now because they head the soccer ball that comes down very high. And they're wearing helmets now in soccer. Yeah, in soccer.
Hockey and lacrosse, everything. All, you know, soccer, hockey, lacrosse, everything except football. So I think there's something that we need to step back and say that that's a danger. That's a red flag.
You know, we have the great Saints quarterback Archie Manning down here who produced two NFL quarterbacks. Peyton Manning is arguably one of the finest quarterbacks that ever played the game. Archie told me that he did not allow his kids to play until like they were in the seventh grade. They could not play football until they were in the seventh grade. Touch football, rather the helmet-to-helmet tackle football until the seventh, for that very reason. So, it'll be interesting to see how a law like this comes forward, but you make the point that even at a young age, you can have damage to the brain that is irreversible. Is that correct?
Well, no, I think it's not irreversible, you know, because the brain can heal and the brain can regenerate and it can create new connections and new synapses. So it's not that it's reversible. It's just that once you create a vulnerability in the brain, you have that first concussion, your brain is so much more vulnerable. And the second one has a greater impact. And then the third has a greater than that impact. And if you can just delay that and, you know, protect that brain, get through some of those development years. Because it's not until you get into your teenage years that the prefrontal cortex really starts to emerge. And that doesn't fully develop until you're in your mid to late 20s. So give that brain a little bit of time to grow. And you can protect, and it's like an investment in yourself. You know, you mentioned Walter Payton. I understand Tom Brady didn't play football until he was later in life, too. And he certainly is an accomplished athlete.
I'd say he's a sixth or seventh round draft choice, if I remember correctly. And so I see what you're saying. So real quick to change the subject, FDA has approved a club drug cousin, I think it's called, for depression treatments. It's a new drug on the market that I don't know much about. It concerns me that it's kind of affecting brain. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, people who are very depressed, it's for depression, I think, and even some forms of mental illness. What do you think of that new drug?
Well, I think that depression is the world's largest disability. And I think that we underestimate the impact depression has. You know, oh, you're sad and blue, get over it. Depression is not that way for a lot of people. And right now, the only thing that's out there for people that are depression resistant to medication is shock therapy. So the new drug does open some doors that have been closed. And the way I understand it's being administered, it's in a, you know, it's being supervised, it's being administered in tightly held situations. I think that we need to look at everything we can to help those people that are resistant to treatment with disability. I don't.
So it may. Yeah, may have some possibilities, and I just saw something about it, and I know that, you know, I just want to get your opinion of it as an expert. So we appreciate you kind of putting that perspective for us, and I think you're right on in terms of young people. You're saying that it's not good at any level, but particularly at younger age. That's where parents got to think, hey, do I want my kid to take those hits when he's 10 or 11, something along that line? That's where you need to be more cautious. Is that the summary of what we've talked about?
That is, and I encourage people to really use their observation, you know, when they see their kid take a little rumble on the field, watch them, you know, did they have a hard time going to sleep that night? Did they have a headache? Were they irritable? Were they picking a fight with their sibling? Was something different? Because if something's different, there was an impact from that little rumble on the field.
Right. Well, good advice, Lee, and we appreciate it. Lee heads up the Brain Performance Center. It's the thebrainperformancecenter.com. All the information about her is on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, Lee, thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Interesting subject. Those are tough calls for parents who their kid wants to get out there and play, and they see Tom Brady.
Oh, I was going to say the image of the NFL and your favorite college teams are so strong with these kids at that age, it is really a challenge for parents to say, hold on, not yet.
I've got grandsons who play on a football team up in New York City. Tom Brady's son plays on the same team. And Tom Brady, often when he's not playing his games, is on the sidelines. And you talk about a role model and what
right.
a thrill. And they're just fired up. They want to play. They're dying. And they're not playing tackle yet, but they're very close to
on
it.
On the other hand, when you hear her talk about the development of the brain, you sure want to protect it as long as you can.
Well, that's the truth. And you hear about
that's
these.
That's a lifetime then.
These NFL players who just at 50 years old don't even know where they are because
right.
of brain injuries. So we're going to talk some more at RadioCommonSense.com. Let's come back. I can talk about the effects of daylight savings time on you since we just started here today. We've got Dr. Sandra Smith to give us some advice on how to get over your...
And our first victim of it and just walked in the studio.
That's right. Leo Honeycutt just walked in. We'll tell you all about him after the break. RadioCommonSense.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Yawn, yawn, yawn. I'm sitting here trying. I didn't get enough sleep last night, Ron and Leo. What do you think? Leo Honeycutt's joined us here, our regular host.
Yeah, you started an hour early.
That's right. You didn't catch daylight savings time.
I didn't.
Ron, talk to our guest about daylight savings time and the effect it has. I'm a little tired this morning. It's affected me.
Our guest today, Sandra Dalton-Smith. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you there. Dr. Smith, we're delighted to talk to you about daylight savings time because a lot of us have a very difficult time adjusting to it, and we want you to tell us the health side of that and whether or not it's actually good for ours. Dr. Smith is an author, speaker, board-certified internal medicine physician. Please tell us what this daylight savings time change is doing to us.
Well, it goes against our natural body tendency. Our circadian rhythm sets us up to be able to delay sleep, but not really to jump into sleep or to spring forward in sleep earlier than we typically would. So what ends up happening is people usually lose that time, and many of the studies have shown that it really does increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, blood pressures are higher, even the amount of injuries and automobile accidents are higher that week after daylight savings time.
I've always thought that we should start it on Fridays, and maybe we could have some time over the weekend to slightly adjust to it before we were thrust into school and work and all that. Is there anything we can do? Because I always find that first week to be really challenging. Is there anything we can do to prepare our bodies for this change?
Absolutely. The first thing is to really just to make sure that you're not already in a sleep debt. You know, the majority of the population, over 40 million people, a third of the population really, is considered chronically sleep deprived. So if you take that and then you add on top of it losing what little sleep you're getting, then yes, it definitely does set you up to kind of have that brain fog and disorientation and just that lack of ability to really concentrate the way you would if you had adequate sleep. So the first thing is to evaluate what's keeping people where they're not sleeping well. They're not getting that deep stage REM, stage 4 sleep. And so one of the main things that I teach my patients is about the difference between sleep and rest. because so often people are under such chronic stress, their bodies can't really get into those deeper levels of sleep because they are not, their mind's too active, their emotions are not stable. There's so many other things that are going on that's making it hard to sleep. So really to address that initial sleep debt long before we ever get to this point. And then for those who say, well, what do I do today? Right now I need something to kind of help me be able to manage this next week. Is start with some small changes. The first one would be to move the bedtime forward or back, I should say, so that you're going to sleep a little bit earlier. Not an exaggerated amount of time, but like 20 to 15 minutes. Because what that'll do is it'll start resetting your sleep cycle. And you're going to want to wake up an hour earlier than you normally would. So you start artificially resetting your sleep cycle long before you actually get to the daylight savings jump where it's consistent. And like you said, that can be started on Friday morning or Saturday morning.
But, Doc, let me ask you this. I mean, I can understand that being a problem for someone that goes to bed at 10 o'clock every single night. But if you're, you know, an awful lot of us in our work, if we have children, I go to bed at sometimes at 8:30. I went to bed last night at 11:30. And, you know, I never go to bed at the same time every night. It always varies for an hour or so. So in a case like mine and in the case of millions of listeners out there, would it really have that much negative effect on us then?
Not as much as someone who has consistent sleep cycles, unless you're already in a sleep deficit. So if you're someone who wakes up most mornings and you're just as tired as when you went to bed, you don't wake up refreshed, you don't wake up energized, you're chronically tired, then this additional lack of sleep just compounds that feeling, a feeling as if you just don't have what you need to make it through the day.
Hey, Doctor, this is Leo Honeycutt. I did a morning show, an early morning show for about 15 years, and for that time
on television,
operated for about 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night for 15 years. And even now, I will wake up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and this was the better part of 20 years ago. So is there a way to do that without taking a Tylenol PM or something to get yourself to sleep for 6 hours at a stretch?
You need to go off into a cave and just sleep for about 3 years, Leo, to catch up. That's my advice.
That's not realistic, but thank you, Jim.
Well, that's the thing. What you're experiencing is what a lot of people experience who do shift work or who have these rotating shifts. Yours was consistent, so you were consistently kind of forcing your body to adapt to a schedule that may have not felt common when you first started it, but then after a few years, 20 years of doing something, your body starts adapting to it, and you start, because I assume when you were waking up at those hours, you still felt like you had some energy. You were able to do your show and follow along with your normal activities. But the thing is, when that happens, a lot of times we're almost pushing our body to respond to the stimuli that we're putting in front of it. And so a way to start undoing some of that is really is to identify if there's a specific stressor that's continuously keeping you from going into the deeper levels of sleep. I offer my patients actually a free resource. It's called RestQuiz.com, where they can determine if, of the 7 different areas of rest that the body requires to get into that deeper level of sleep, if there's 1 or 2 that are specifically keeping you from being able to unwind. And so for people who are in radio and TV, I find that they tend to have what we call sensory rest deficits. They are so stimulated, and they're so used to having noise and sound and activity and movement and light all around them that they don't really realize the effect that has on the body. And so they stay in a chronic sensory stress, a sensory rest deficit because of that. And so until they start approaching how to restore that deficit, they still have that problem, even long after the bright lights are gone.
Doctor, do we experience a similar benefit when we fall back and we come off of daylight savings time? I mean, is there an appreciable advantage there to the way we feel?
People adjust to that much better. The springing forward kind of mimics jet lag to some degree. Our body doesn't know what to do with that because it doesn't feel natural to want to go to sleep even earlier and the sun's out and everything. So it just doesn't seem natural. So the body fights that the same way it would fight jet lag. when we go backwards, the body's used to kind of staying up a little bit longer. It goes along with that thought process a lot easier. And so most people don't really experience really any symptoms with that extra hour that they supposedly gain.
Hey, Doc, let me ask you, you got a new book out, Sacred Rest, Recovering Your Life, Renewing Your Energy. Tell us about your new book. It comes out here in a month or so, doesn't it?
It's actually already released. It's Sacred Rest is about those seven types of rest that I mentioned, because, as you mentioned, I have so many people coming into my medical practice saying, I'm tired all the time. And they want all the tests done, and they think it's their thyroid or their adrenal glands. And when all of those studies are negative and you're still tired, it's probably not in your head. It's likely in the lack of rest in one of the seven areas. Most of us are getting sufficient rest in, let's say, four or five, but there would usually be a few of those areas that we're either not familiar with or we just don't think it's important. The seven types are physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sensory, social, and creative.
And you bring religion into the mix then. I mean, can you use that as a meditatory device where your meditation almost relaxes you and you find some solace in religion, or maybe you do it just in general meditation? But that's a factor in rest, isn't it?
Spiritual rest is one of the seven types. And so, yes, that is something that some people require more of. It really depends on where you're pouring out the most energy in your day, like with the example with those working in media with the sensory. Someone who is working with people a lot, counselors, teachers, they typically have more of an issue where they're wanting to kind of connect to something bigger, also with needing to connect with their emotions and people who they can have relationship with that are not wanting something from them. So it depends on where you're using more energy.
You can find out about Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith's books on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Hey, Doc, thanks for spending some time. Good advice with daylight savings time here. Have a nice day. Get a little rest yourself. We'll talk to you here in the near future.
Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's nice to know about how you kind of recover a little bit. We've got to take a break for the top of the hour, get some news. Coming back with a lively second hour on the Radio Common Sense program.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.